start, press any key. Where's the any key?
Welcome, you've got mail.
This is Jim Wolf for Above Top Secrets, bringing you the latest gossip and some cheesy sound clips.
What kind of warped human being would find that funny?
Now, the first big event of the week was, of course, Halloween. And what chaos. I just want to tell you, if you freaked out on Halloween when everything went chaos or chaotic on ATS, if you freaked out, you are addicted. Get help. It's not healthy. Let's look at a few of the replies. In the thread, do you want a trick or treat? That was, of course, a question asked by Haxa Clown. He caused all the chaos on the morning. I think it was morning over in the US anyway. He caused all the great chaos. Let's see. Osram writes, I GM me pome me more a skimpimet oxen clobots e. Now, that was pretty much how all the, like everyone's replies went. And for some people, it was just a bit too much. I thought it was hilarious. Brett Kai thought as myself, I thought the exact same thing. And there was me thinking that the level of spelling was going downhill rapidly. I was going to tell the guy who posted before me at that moment when everything was still chaotic and we didn't know what was going on. I was about to tell the guy before me that he should go for some spelling lessons. Memeterl, T-E-R-R-E, oh, T-E-R-R-A-L. Now, he didn't take this very well. like on page 4 of that thread, he says, this appears too serious to be an ATS member prank. The clown dude posted on page 1 just a few minutes after the thread started, which showed he registered today and has over 1 million points in each category. Now, I must admit, this whole affair was just too serious to be a prank. I mean, where's the funny in all of this? Member L Dragonfire, he thought that, or he was a bit worried that the whole thing might have had some permanent effects, long-term ill effects on his computer. And member Selfless, now this is quite ironic, the member's name is Selfless, and he says, I just don't want no 5,000 points. I hope that the mods will take out my points after this is over. Now, is that Selfless or what?
Guys, be cool, huh?
And still on the topic of Halloween, I think our members have been watching too many horror films, which brought us a few threads like alien sightings, abstract clues of a demonic ritual, and aliens equals devil spawn, and another one, my favorite, aliens eat 200,000 US missing children per year. Now that threat was by Real Answers. Now the idea that we're getting here is that aliens are evil, aliens eat people, or aliens are the devil.
You're off the edge of the map, mate. Here there be monsters.
And on the topic of, let's go back to this thread, aliens sightings, abstract clues of demonic ritual, where member 7 Aaron, the eye of the soul, he did some dissecting of the pictures, pictures of the so-called Battle of L.A., it was supposed a picture showing the military shooting at a UFO. Now he did some analysis of the pictures and shows demon-like faces in the clouds or the smoke. And the first reply was by Unplugged, and I think this basically sums up the whole response. Personally, I see various shapes and sizes of male and female genitalia all over those pictures. Quite disturbing, yes.
What's the point? They're all the same. Some stupid killer stalking some big-breasted girl who can't act, who's always running up the stairs when she should be going out the front door. It's insulting.
And still on Halloween, the winners of the Avatar competitions is number one was Iori Kumei, and second runner-up was Toasty. I like that avatar. And then third runner-up was Night Boy, and also a lovely George Bush scary clown avatar. I like that. That was from Night Boy 82. Congrats to all of them. Then there were the two occasions of the world that was going to end, or great catastrophes. The one was a threat posted by DG Tempe. Did I pronounce that right? I don't know. Doesn't matter. Anyway, it was about a Russian prediction that a supposed comet was going to hit the planet Earth, and of course that did not happen. And then the second one was a prediction by a member called James Hawkins, and he said attacked imminent Thursday 2nd November. Now you posted this on 30 October, and he did this whole analysis of emergency numbers, and let me just get the sentence. One of the most important of all the emergency numbers is 112, the European Union number, and also the GSM mobile network's number.
Ooh.
And he also says, I correctly predicted the 7/7 London attacks, but wasn't confident enough to speak up. This time, I want to get the message out. Now, the big message he wanted to get out was to save lives. But, as member Lombozo says, what is the punchline? I respect your opinion, but I can't in any way agree with you that this threat is going to save my life. I have a hard time believing that Al-Zawahiri is running into a cave somewhere shouting, Usama, we must stop the attacks. James Hawkins has posted the threat about us. Call back the airliners. Stop the suitcase nukes. That threat has foiled our plans. Damn that ATS. I don't really think it has an impact on anyone's lives. Now that's very interesting because, as I just said, James Hawkins wanted to save lives. Now the question is, what if he was right? Did he save any lives? You see, the problem with his prediction was that there was no specifics. You know, he didn't say there. So he just said maybe in Europe or somewhere. I'm never really read that he said here in Europe, in the UK, in London, in New York, in wherever there's going to be attacks. He just said on 2nd November there are going to be attacks. So I don't see how he would save lives. You know, if he was right, would he have saved lives? No, because he doesn't say don't get into a building in New York on this day. So were we all just supposed to stay at you know, that's a thing with predictions like this. Do you make a prediction and possibly save a life or lives, or do you just get it out there and say, okay guys, I know this is going to happen, make with that what you wish.
Hey, there's the award-winning scholar.
Then the next one is member Poto, P-O-T-O, in cryptozoology and mythical bees. Now he wants to know the different ways to slay a dragon. He says, I wasn't quite sure if this was exactly the right place to put this topic, but I was wondering, what are the most common and well-known ways of killing a dragon in literature and such? Now I'm curious, why would you want to know ways to slay a dragon? Does he know something we don't know? My suggestion would be, before you're going to buy yourself a sword and a knight's outfit, what do you call those things, a suit of armor, maybe take a camera with you, take a few shots, post it on ATS, and we'll tell you if it's even a real dragon. And then if it is a real dragon, then we can go from there and tell you how to kill it.
I just can't do it, Captain. I do it half the time.
Now, time and again, I wander off into the religious forum, faith, spirituality, and theology, and I just—it's just above me. Maybe I'm stupid or something, but I don't get what these people are talking about. Now, there's a very interesting question by Great Tech. Does God believe in the Bible? A very interesting question, seeing that the Bible is about God and more or less the story of God. So yes, it would be interesting to know if God does believe the story of himself. Very philosophical question there. Some of the responses, I don't know what these people read. What am I missing something? Let's take a random sentence here. But yet man condemns God's beloved and only son as a devil and doom, and then claims to be his bride. Brides are traditionally female. Hard to start a family with a bunch of men shepherds. Which one would he pick? The ones with beards? I don't know about you, but that didn't make sense to me at all. Let's take another sentence here. Let's go down. Oh, here's one. I think God is beyond the Bible. Rather, he is beyond it and he is it, literally. Now, that's a quick answer I can understand.
I knew it. This is an alien and you guys are from some government agency trying to keep it under wraps.
And then member Shadow88 has a ghost child following us all around. Now, that is him and his family. And it's actually an interesting story. It's not necessarily a hoax. It doesn't sound like a hoax at all. I know Shadow88 is one of the better members. let me not put it that way. He's not one of the psycho members. Let's put it that way. It's an interesting story about a possible ghost child following them around, showing, in my opinion, lots of poltergeist activity. And of course, one of the most important symptoms, if we can call it that, is scratch marks. Tiny finger mark scratches. Oh yes, here's another one from the religious forum. My respect to all members, you know, I respect you, I respect your opinions, but this one is just too much for me to handle. It's a thread by member Constantly Wandering. He says the thread's title is Killing the Greys is Certain Salvation for Our Peace Loving Planet. And this is already on page 5. These people, I have no idea what they're going on about. Now, when I first saw this thread, when it was created, I know this poster created more than one similar thread, one in aliens and one in religion. And I thought everyone is going to poke him with a stick, but some people actually take this serious. It is absolutely, in my opinion, ladies and gentlemen, this is Jim Wall's personal opinion, it is ridiculous. Please. Let me just give you a sentence here, a quote. Constantly Wandering is replying to Liguana. Liguana said, I'm not so sorry to tell you that you humans are all under the control of the Greys, so this battle is already over with. I suggest you give up. And then Constantly Wandering says, never. We love our way of life too much. Jesus has called us to kill the Greys. Now, I have read the Bible cover to cover, and I have not read that chapter. Please tell me, is it in Genesis, in Matthew, where is it? I would like to read that part. I did not get that message from Jesus. Here's another one by Constantly Wandering. Also replied to Liguana. Liguana says, spiritual advantage. What a joke. Look at you humans. Take a good look at yourselves as a whole. You are far from spiritual enlightenment. You still have much to learn. But perhaps you would all be better off as drones for the Greys to manipulate. I certainly have no problem with that prospect. And then Constantly Wandering says, the Greys are lazy and smell funny. They are ruining our culture. They aren't learning our language and they are taking our jobs. They will be defeated in Jesus' name. Amen, brother. Is it just me or is this threat crazy? Can you say crazy? Say it with me. Crazy. First, Constantly Wandering has obviously seen or met Greys because he knows that they are lazy and they smell funny. I don't have anything else to say about this thread because it is just so bloody funny. Then we've got the new ATS game going on. I've tried my best taking part of these, but I just don't have the time and the patience. I know the previous one I tried, the cookies that you had to refresh and blah blah blah, it just frustrated me too much. So I have absolutely no idea what's going on there. Then there was a question in BTS channel chat. What would you do if you had a time machine? Now remember Bodrul, B-O-D-R-U-L, he would go back and shoot the person who discovered America before he could discover America. Oh, sorry, he goes on a serious note, I would go back in time and buy into the most least valuable asset in that era, that is most valuable asset this day and age. I wonder why you would shoot who discovered America. Sorry, I don't know your history. My guess would be Columbus. Is that it?
Oh my God! The dead have risen and they're voting Republican.
Then some ATS members they admit some questionable TV habits, like Zedekus Zoolander. Let me just get that right. Zedekus Zoolander. Yeah, there we go. He admits on his blog that he watches Desperate Housewives. And if I can quote directly from his blog, that is, if I were to ever watch Desperate Housewives, and I don't, never. Now, for somebody who doesn't ever watch Desperate Housewives, he sure knows a lot about Marcia Cross. And then another member, T.S. Ivy, he admits to watching Powerpuff Girls. And in his opinion, Powerpuff Girls may be too political for Americans. But seriously, he's got an interesting theory. The last time I checked, no one replied to the thread. But it's interesting how the political undertones and the whole terrorist undertones and all that stuff in the final episode of Powerpuff Girls. I watched a little bit of it, or of the final episode. I could only handle about 30 seconds, but I did catch some of it. But it's a very interesting theory. That final episode actually was never aired in the USA. So get over to Skunk Works and go see that thread about the Powerpuff Girls.
This whole idea sounds pretty half-baked.
No, it's not. It's completely baked.
It seems I'm running a bit on the time here. I wanted to keep it not too long. Just shortly, all the threads I wanted to touch here was, what if Steve Irwin's not really died? Somebody needs to let go of Steve Irwin. He was not Elvis. Elvis has left the building, by the way. And then there's another one. Steve Irwin was again in one of the threads. Oh, South Park mocks Steve Irwin. And to be honest with you, South Park can do the hell whatever they want to. I mean, not even Tom Cruise and the whole Scientology back off lawyers could stop South Park. So, yeah. People are not going to stop watching South Park. And what else was there? Oh, yes. We've got a brand new sparkling still in the box administrator. That is right. Zedekus Zul Zurander made it as administrator. So big congrats to him as well.
You'll never be young again.
And I think I'll wrap it up there. That was this week's gossip. Well, this time it was closer to gossip than the last time round. I'm just testing the waters there, see how far I can push can push you guys before anyone gets PO'd at me. But I hope you enjoyed it, and this is Jim Wolf signing off. Cheers for now.
I'll be back.
I think you are filth. I think you are scum.
This is either madness or brilliance.
It's remarkable how often those two threads coincide.
You never told me your name.
Why do you want to know my name?
Because I want to know who I'm looking at.